own, guaranteed.
We want to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And if you want to catch up on past episodes, we have hundreds of shows for you to download direct from theparacast.com. That's theparacast.com. Or check us out on iTunes.
We're back in the second hour of the Paracast with Gene and Chris talking to Dennis Balthaser, looking into the sad state of UFO research, the state of Roswell research. So what else is there about Roswell that we have to question to say, you know what, this doesn't pass muster, let's set it aside?
Well, you know, 64 years and it hasn't completely gone away. We've been given 4 excuses over the last 64 years. And if I live long enough, I'm sure there'll be another one. My personal theory on Roswell is, and this is only my personal theory, whatever was recovered from the debris field up at Corona, 64 years later, I don't believe they know what they have, by meaning that what they found was pieces. They didn't find an intact craft. So all those pieces have to be put together, back engineered somehow. So I don't know that they know what they have, where they were from, what their motive was, the propulsion system, the guidance system, things like that. And until they get that information sorted out, I don't believe our military or our government will admit it happened or know anything about it. Because until they get the military advantage out of having that, and there would be a definite advantage, I don't think they'll go public with anything. I think they'll keep denying it. The other problem is who in our government is going to admit that they've been lying to us for 64 years. Because that's going to open up a whole other can of worms for a whole lot of other things unrelated to UFOs that we've been lied to about. And that continues to this day with the current government we have. It's just a way of life, and at lectures many times I ask young people to start asking questions and demand answers, because just accepting what they say doesn't cut it. We need more information.
Well, I want to ask you also another thing about this. What about this new book out on Area 51, where it's mostly focusing on the top secret weapons and aircraft research they did there from Annie Jacobson, but there is yet another Roswell story.
On Area 51, yeah. I was up there, oh, I don't know, 4 or 5 years ago. I did a couple lectures at Rachel, the little alien in there, and got to go out to both the gates and harass the guards a little bit. The wife and I were driving down that 13-mile dirt road, and I told her, I said, watch the hills, because sooner or later we're going to see a Jeep or a pickup truck with the guards. And sure enough, we came around a sand dune and got to the entrance, and they were sitting up there on a sand dune with the pickup truck with binoculars on us and listening to what we were saying. It is the biggest, one of the biggest, if not the biggest base we have. It's the most secretive base we have. And I had read a lot of books and seen a lot of documentaries on Area 51, and I can assure you that standing there at the gate with 2 guards sitting in a pickup with binoculars on you is a difference, a lot different than reading a book or seeing a documentary. It brings it all pretty well to life. And then we went to the other gate, which is a double drop-down gate and has a guard shack there that's visible. The one that the 13-mile road doesn't have a guard shack. It's a quarter mile past there. If you get to it, you're in trouble because you're already on the property. But Area 51, to me, is a catch-22. It's a vitally needed facility to do all our technology for new aircraft and different types of research. But if any of the rumors about aliens or UFO craft being housed there, I think I'd like to know that. Maybe not for myself, but for my kids or grandkids to know what their future is. And I don't know that that's ever going to be made public.
What do you think of this Annie Jacobson's assertion that Roswell was a secret Soviet psyops program designed by Joseph Mengele?
She has some factual information about Area 51. She has a lot of wrong information about Roswell. And I've not read the book, but I've seen it critiqued and some of the comments that have been made about it. I think she's totally off base with as far as Roswell goes.
Do you think she threw that in there just to sell books?
Possibly.
Reminds me of Body Snatchers in the Desert, the book that Nick Redfern came out with a few years ago.
Yeah. Well, you know, there's over 2,000 websites on Roswell, and probably 95% of the people that have those websites have never been here. They never interviewed a witness. They don't know where the crash sites are. It's second and third hand research, and I spent a whole lot of time on the internet putting out fires for people that put out bogus information. Bergoglio, I think is his name, Anthony Bergoglio. He put out some stuff about the Foster Ranch that was totally wrong. I had talked to the BLM people here, and that ranch crash site is BLM property. And they had done an environmental impact study several years ago, and I went out to get a copy of it. And in that report, it said to be careful because it's known to have aliens out there. And this was signed off by about 9 people at the BLM, Bureau of Land Management Office. Well, that got my attention, and I said, where did this information come from? Oh, well, that's a joke. That's not supposed to be in there. It won't be in the final copy. I said, good. I want a copy of the final copy. So sure enough, they called me when they had revised it, and I got a copy of it and read it. And most of the mundane stuff was taken out of it, but there was a note in there that they will not permit any direct drilling or any building on top of that site, which to me is a step in the right direction because you have a federal agency that is protecting that property in a way, meaning that there may be a good possibility that's validity to it. So I was fairly happy with how that turned out.
Yes, but just prohibiting drilling and whatever, that doesn't prove what really happened, does it?
No, but they're protecting it. They're not going to allow any drilling, direct drilling.
Okay, so the other question is, would it be environmental concerns? I mean, we're going to look at the devil's advocate questions here.
No, they did that, and they did state in there because it was the alleged site of the 1947 crash. And they used the word alleged, which I can buy, because that's what we have is an alleged incident. And I'm not the type researcher that goes and bangs his fist on the desk and says, by God, this is what happened, because I don't know that. All we know is what we've been told over the last 64 years. A lot of it is wrong. A lot of it we believe is true. And I've interviewed 100, 150 first and secondhand witnesses in that time, and they have no reason to make up the story about what took place. They have no reason. They didn't know each other when it happened. You're talking ranches out here that are 10, 15 miles apart. The only time they see each other is when they're doing cattle or sheep, and they have no reason to make this story up.
Now, what about just remembering things and then having that memory colored, clouded by cultural events? You know, we all think about aliens and grays, and they remember maybe distantly this newspaper headline, and maybe their memories have filled in a few details that weren't there?
I don't buy the memory loss thing. That's an Air Force excuse. You're talking a rancher who knew what weather balloons were. He recovered them, and they had a tag on them where to turn them in so he'd get a reward, and a small financial reward, which to a rancher was a lot of money back in 1947. So he knew what weather balloons were. And the stuff that he found, he wasn't aware of what it was. And that's why he came to town to the sheriff. The sheriff didn't know what it was. Contacted the military, and Jesse Marcel, the intelligence officer, got involved. So I don't buy the memory loss thing. These people were credible people. I mean, you have the sheriff of Chavis County. You have the rancher. You have Walter Hart, who is questionable, but he was there. He wrote the press release. You have Colonel DeBose. You have all these people that have been interviewed over the years who are credible people.
Yeah, the other question I guess we'd ask is, all right, with Roswell, we have this event that happened then. We have the cover story and all this stuff. but maybe there are other possible non-extraterrestrial solutions, and we'll ask about that in a moment. Dennis Ballfaser is joining us. Chris O'Brien's the co-host. I'm Gene Steinberg. You're in
the Paracast.
Have you been sitting on a few great domain name ideas but haven't locked them in for yourself? Good. Now you can buy them through the number one domain name registrar, Namecheap.com, as voted by the top tech blog Lifehacker. Just like the name says, you can buy domains cheap, as low as $2.99, and every new domain comes with WhoisGuard, our special privacy service, free for the first year. Now that you know, it's time to grab those domain names before someone else does. Namecheap.com. Go now. Namecheap.com.
Fate Magazine provides true reports of the strange and unknown. Keep up with the latest on angels and miracles, psychic phenomena, ghosts, UFOs, life after death, and much, much more. To receive your free issue of Fate Magazine, call now at 1-800-728-2730 or visit their website at www.fatemag.com. That's 1-800-728-2730. What are you waiting for? Your fate awaits.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military-issue supplies. They're right here online at mainmilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true, total preparedness. MaineMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits, magnesium fire-starting tools, strike anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches, first aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit mainmilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E military.com, the main name in military supply.
If you drive for a living, you don't get paid to stop or wait in line. Keep your wheels moving with PrePass. Bypass way stations. Fly by port of entry facilities. Stay moving at highway speed while the guy without PrePass waits in line. Save time, save money. Call 888-401-PASS to try PrePass free. That's 888-401-PASS.
What's cooking at PrizeKitchen.com? Plenty! Low prices on your favorite kitchen brand appliances, Vitamix blenders, Omega juicers, reverse osmosis systems, and more. Plus, free shipping on it all. PrizeKitchen.com gives your family the tools for a healthy lifestyle by eating more fruits and veggies and drinking pure water. Go to PrizeKitchen.com. Great selection, low prices, free shipping. PrizeKitchen.com. We help make healthy lifestyles convenient.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
We want to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And if you want to catch up on past episodes, we have hundreds of shows for you to download direct from theparacast.com. That's theparacast.com. Or check us out on iTunes.
We're back with Chris O'Brien, the co-host. I'm Gene Steinberg. We're talking to Dennis Balthaser. We're seeking the truth about Roswell. Okay, so what about some kind of secret experiment that went bad? And obviously because of security concerns, national security, whatever, they didn't tell the people over at the military base at Roswell.
Well, the event happened 64 years ago, and things were a lot different then than they are today. We just come out of the Second World War. There was a lot of up here in the country. I think the key is that the people back then trusted and respected the government. The story died 3 days after it happened. After General Ramey came out and said it was a weather balloon, less than 12 hours after Walter Hall had said that we had captured and had in our possession a flying saucer, the public bought that, and they could have brought that craft down the middle of Main Street in Roswell down to the base, and nobody would have given it a second thought, because almost daily we had plane crashes out here in the desert, and they would load them on a low boy and a trailer and take them downtown, and nobody thought anything about it. So it wasn't anything that would get anybody's attention, and the people trusted and respected the government. That's not true today. If you look at the polls that are taken about our congressmen and our president and things like that, those numbers are pretty low. In fact, one of the polls I've seen, the Roper poll, where 67% believe that the government is covering up UFOs and 70% think they know more about it than they're letting us know, those are higher percentages than politicians get elected by. And I think it's time that the people in Washington, the military, and I'm not talking all military, I have a lot of respect for the military, having been in myself, but there are a few in our military and some higher-ups in Washington that are keeping the truth from us on not just UFOs, but other things as well.
Yeah, I have an interesting story that is breaking from the open minds of folks here in the Phoenix area. Alejandro Rojas released a story yesterday with quite a sensational headline. It says, "Test confirms Roswell debris is not from Earth." Are you aware of this testing process that has been underway with Frank Kimbler, who is a teacher at the New Mexico Military Institute there in Roswell? And his
That's the one I was just talking about.
Yeah, he's come out with a new release with quite a bit of scientific information in here. It's an interesting article that does suggest that perhaps that some of the debris that they were able to gather does test out as being something unusual, similar to some tests that I think Peter Sturrock did on a supposed metal sample, I think, from Brazil. So have you seen this?
I saw the article yesterday. I saw the article yesterday on the internet, and if you go read through that, I think there's a note somewhere where the professor or somebody at the university refused to do isotopic testing. And then he went and talked to someone else, and I don't know if they did any testing or not, but they felt like it was a different type of metal. And it didn't say anything about being flexible or that you could bend it or anything like that. But that's going to be interesting to watch to see. And I have always thought that there probably is still metal at the crash site, even though it was vacuumed pretty well by the military when it happened. More than one time they were out there to clean it up. But we have a lot of voids here in New Mexico, and you have varmints and different animals that dig holes. And some of that stuff could have gone down in there. When they did the architectural dig a couple of years ago, they crossed the what looked like the path that this thing took when it hit the ground and went down about 2 or 3 feet, and there was a definite difference in the strata of the earth there, the soil, which over a period of 50, 60 years with the wind we have and the dust and sandstorms would probably cover up whatever was there. And I believe he found this stuff in what he called an anthill or something like that.
Right. Some of the debris was actually surprisingly close to the surface.
It'd be interesting to follow and see what he comes up with.
Yeah.
Chris, there are a load of related questions from our listeners. You want to cover a few of them?
Okay, I will. The first one comes from one of our moderators who tends to be on the skeptical side of things, and Angelo is quite a thinker. He asks good questions, and his question for you, Dennis, is, have you ever lied about your credentials?
No, sir.
He says, I asked this only half seriously. Okay, that we just needed to get that one out of the way.
There are certain people that have, and when I say civil engineering background, I don't say I'm a civil engineer. I was a civil engineering technician. I did quality control and quality assurance and materials that we used to build highways and bridges. I went to Korea in 1971 to inspect structural steel for a bridge over Lake Austin, and I went to South Africa three times in 91 and 92 to inspect steel for a bridge over the Houston Ship Channel. So I'm careful in that I don't say I was a civil engineer. I say I worked in civil engineering.
Right, but some people do have, I think, some egoic problems in the field, and they tend to feel a need for some reason to embellish their credentials or their educational background. Of course, we are going through a bit of a controversy now with quite a well-known...
I've heard Stanton Friedman referred to as Dr. Friedman, and he corrects them real quick because he's got a bachelor's and a master's in physics.
You know, I kind of wonder, though, you know, one of the things here, I guess, that people are concerned about is why don't we question people who claim to have advanced degrees? But you have to think about it. Millions and millions of people have bachelor's degrees, master's degrees. Quite a few have doctorates. It doesn't guarantee that you're smart. It guarantees that you pass the test.
That's
but
right.
That may be one of the reasons why people don't question it. They say, well, he says he has a degree. Big deal.
Yeah, a lot of them with masters have no common sense.
Yeah, they don't give degrees for that, and that's kind of something you have to have or you
I really
don't.
Need to start telling you what I think, I guess.
You think?
I love you guys because you really deal and get in deep with some of this stuff. But and again, I apologize if I'm coming across wrong, but you know, I've got some really deep feelings about some of this stuff.
Well, we want you to say what you're going to say. Let it all hang out. I mean, we've had a lot of areas here.
That's why you're here.
Sure. If we're going to get to the bottom of these mysteries, we have to let it all hang out. You know, like you're talking about Roswell, and a lot of people say, well, you know what, Roswell has done that, been there, all that. We shouldn't talk about it. But the same rumors, the same incorrect information gets repeated year after year. And if you don't bring it back and try to do a bit of a reality check, it's just going to go on and go on, and with all those websites, it gets worse. Once a rumor gets out there, once a rumor spreads.
Gene, you've had me on before. You know how I am. And Chris, you and I have done conferences together, so we know each other well. And I think, you know, to me, I have that quote on my website, always telling the truth means never having to remember anything. And I've tried to live with that.
Yeah.
Well, some people say I remember nothing. Some people say I don't remember anything anymore anyway, that, you know, I'm too old for this. I'm really as old as the hills. Brad Steiger says I was here before the dinosaurs ruled the earth. We're talking to Dennis Balthaser. The co-host is Chris O'Brien. I'm Gene Steinberg. You're in
the Paracast.
Ray Perkins, a reclusive veteran burned out from the Gulf War, lives tortured by relentless, perplexing nightmares. Nightmares of a horrific battle in deep space and of a mysterious woman suffering in agony for her devastated world. A woman not yet born, calling across centuries to him. Then, a coincidence leads him to his destiny, his chance to alter the universe. Attack of the Rockoids. The former fiction editor for Star Wars and Indiana Jones, Robert Simpson, writes, "The soul of the novel Attack of the Rockoids lies in its heart and passion for building a convincing tale of a love that spans a galaxy. A thrilling story. Attack of the Rockoids is available now. Read a sample chapter and get a special discount off of the cover price at our website, rockoids.com. That's rockoids.com. Attack of the Rockoids. A novel in the grand science fiction tradition."
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Is your church, school, or organization desperately looking for new fundraising ideas? Tired of the same old candles or candy, taking orders, inventory, and low profits? Well, here's great news. 10X Fundraising guarantees 10 times traditional profits with zero hassle. For an amazing free bonus, free shipping, and an extra 10% off, enter GCN when you go to 10xfundraising.com. That's the number 10, the letter X, fundraising.com. Or call 800-480-8797. Visit 10X Fundraising for 10 times a profit today.
Will you survive during the economic collapse or another deadly natural disaster? Your key to survival lies here at HardShoots.com. A former member of U.S. Special Operations knows what you'll need to survive in these hard times. Our online store arms you with extreme survival kits, self-heating food reserves, and more. For a limited time, with any purchase, you'll also receive a 3-day survival kit absolutely free. Prepare now. The online store, www.HardShoots.com. www.HardShoots.com.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Hi, this is nuclear physicist lecturer Stanton Friedman. You are listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
Listener questions front and center on the Paracast with Gene and Chris. Dennis Ballfazer is the guest. We have some more questions, I know, from our forums at forum.theparacast.com. Chris?
Yeah. Angelo goes on to, again, he is rather skeptical, a very grounded guy. And his second question, other than the kind of semi-humorous first question, is about Roswell. He says, I find the Project Mogul explanation to be plausible and satisfactory. Why would anyone not? That's kind of a softball question for you, Dennis, but you want to handle it?
They should have probably stayed with the Mogul story because people were starting to believe that, and then they came out with this asinine report that it was anthropomorphic crash test dummies and a Mogul balloon that was used to check the Russians to see if they were doing nuclear testing. Now, on the latter, the Russians didn't do any nuclear testing until 1949, 2 years after the incident. On the anthropomorphic crash test dummies, they weren't used until 1953, 6 years after the incident happened. As for the Mogul balloon, most critics and debunkers talk about flight number four. Flight number four was canceled because of weather. And when it was canceled, that meant that the balloon was filled with helium and had to be released, but all the equipment was taken off of it. When the pictures were taken in General Ramey's office, there is not one piece of equipment laying there. It's a piece of weather balloon. And one of the things I discovered on that one of those pictures with General Ramey and Colonel DeBose, if you look closely at the picture, and I don't look for pretty faces when I look at a picture, if you look closely at that picture, back against the wall by the chair is an unopened package, which is probably some of the debris that Jesse Marcel, Major Marcel, brought to Fort Worth from Roswell. Secondly, the brown paper laying on the floor that the weather balloon is laying on is off of a new roll of paper. there are no creases in it, meaning that if anything was wrapped in it, there would have been wrinkles in the paper. It looks like butcher's paper. It's probably yard wide. It's brown paper. But that is off of a brand new roll. So the whole picture was a stage picture. What Marcel took to Fort Worth was not shown in the picture. None of the equipment from a Mogul balloon, the sonobuoys, the radar, or anything are in the picture. So where was that stuff when the pictures were taken, if it was a Mogul balloon? But the main thing that David Rudiak has done a lot of research on is the fact that that flight number 4 was canceled. We have the records for nearly all, if not all, of the Mogul balloon flights launched from Alamogordo, White Sands, and Roswell. That balloon would have taken over a month to get to the crash site, and it wasn't anywhere close.
Yeah, good answer on that. How about Ron Regaer's work on the actually sussing out the writing on the memo in Ramey's hand? Are you familiar with that work?
Yeah, the memo is probably, we're guessing a teletype probably, but I don't know if it's from Washington to Ramey or if it's from Ramey to Washington, but he was definitely not aware that the writing, the print on that piece of paper was facing the camera. And David Rudiak again, and several others, but David mainly, has done some research on that. They've enhanced the picture and where you can basically read what's on there. And the words victims of the wreck are very clear. There's about 7 lines of type writing. David's still working on that, and I think as we get better equipment, we'll get to be able to look more closely at what's written there. It's vague. It takes some imagination, but the word victims is only 6 words in the English language that have those letters, victims, violin, virgin, and 3 others. Victims is the only one that really fits with that. And as some mentioned about a weather balloon cover story. So that may be a smoking gun if we can ever get better analysis of the actual document.
Okay, I have another question from Angelo. If you needed to convince someone that UFOs are not something that humans have created, which case would you put forth? Keep in mind, so far, nothing I've seen has convinced me that UFOs are anything but misidentified human aircraft or a natural phenomenon. And also please keep in mind that despite my skepticism, I'm from the Carl Sagan type of school. In case you're wondering, I am open-minded. I just don't jump to the conclusion of aliens or other paranormal explanations. And before you answer that, I want to mention these so-called fireball videos that have been shown here over the past week. I think one was from Mexico. The other was from somewhere down south. And I'm telling you, people, I mean, all you have to do is look at that thing and see that it's an airliner or some sort of four-engine jet, two-engine jet possibly, headed away from you to the west into the setting sun. To me, it's just so ridiculously obvious that these are high-flying planes that are just at an oblique angle to the eye. So what do you need to convince somebody that UFOs are not something that we've created? Which case would you put forth?
That's a good question. 90 to 95% of what people see are explainable. They're airplanes, they're balloons, they're clouds, they're planets, things like that, many of them man-made. However, the other 5% is what we're interested in. But with the Hubble telescope and with what we know about the universe, which is very little, I cannot be egotistical enough to think that we're the only thing in this universe. I have nothing I can give you to prove what I'm saying, but I'm a Christian, which surprises a lot of people. And I think if you believe that God created everything, that's the end of the story. That's everything. And it doesn't say anything in the Bible that we're the only thing he created. So I go with that as far as my Christianity. But I just cannot make myself believe that if we're the only thing God created, I think he screwed up. Because he could have done a lot better than what he's done with us humans. We're the only species on the planet that can't get along with each other, whether it be by race or boundaries or nationalities or whatever. And a lot of times I'm asked, why don't these aliens communicate with us? And my response is, why would they want to? We have nothing to offer them. I don't go out in the backyard and talk to insects. And if they can get here from wherever they're from, they have technology and knowledge that we can't even comprehend. I think it's been going on for hundreds, maybe thousands of years. I know I've seen and have written articles about tapestries and artwork from the 13th and 14th century where the artists depict what appears to be UFOs in their artwork. So this is not something new. It's not just Roswell. It's been around for much longer than Roswell. And I think they may be watching us to see that we don't self-destruct. Or as far as Roswell, we tested the atomic bomb 100 miles south of Roswell. They may have been sitting out there and wondering, what are these clowns up to? We don't want this stuff out here. So, you know, I can't convince myself that we're the only thing there is.
Well, I think if anything, human beings are detrimental to this wonderful biodiversity that we have on this planet, and possibly the visitors are more interested in the planet and the biodiversity than they are in us, because we're the single most detrimental thing to that biodiversity.
Right. I agree with that.
In 1277 A.D., the Vatican, I guess at the behest of Thomas Aquinas, met a group of scholars, and they came up with the Many Worlds Edict, which stated very early on that there was no real limit to the creative power of God, if you will, or the creator, and that all possibilities fell within that creative process. Now, not many people know this, but it's almost like at least the Roman Catholic Church was preparing itself and its congregation for the possibility of discovering other life forms out there. And, of course, at that point, we pretty much thought the world was flat. We didn't know about the new world. So it seems like some of the religious, you brought up your Christian faith, it seems like there has been some movement down through the ages to prepare, you know, the great unwashed masses for something akin to discovering other intelligent life. So
let me prepare the unwashed masses for this. Guest is Dennis Balfaser. And next week, neighbors, you'll hear from the one and the only Don Ecker. I'm Gene Steinberg. Chris O'Brien's the co-host. You're in
the Paracast.
Graphic Converter is the image manipulation tool for the rest of us. It does not use any database. You get full control of all your files. Want to view the images of a folder? Drag it into Graphic Converter, and a powerful browser opens up to show your image files. You could use it for slideshows. You could use it to import images from digital cameras or from scanners. Need to do some image editing? You can do that too in Graphic Converter. Also, print catalogs. Convert from so many formats I can't even list them. Download now to see if Graphic Converter is good for you, like 1.5 million other users. Guess what? You could save money when you buy Graphic Converter. Use the coupon code Night Owl. Use the coupon code Night Owl to get a special price for Graphic Converter. Go to LemkeSoft.com. That's LemkeSoft.com. LemkeSoft.com. LemkeSoft.com.
The number one secret to having great health and long life is having high levels of glutathione. This master antioxidant is required by your body to stop free radicals, keep cells young, remove chemical and heavy metal toxins, support immunity, support liver functions, stop inflammation, and much more. The results of optimal levels of glutathione in your body are more mental and physical energy, stronger immune system, greater endurance, and more. Do you know the number one secret superfood that helps increase your glutathione levels by 64% or more? It's unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. This health food is amazing in its ability to do so much for virtually everyone. Introducing One World Whey, an industry-first unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop! Stop buying metal lids and get Tatler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA approved food grade plastic, Tatler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single use throwaways that contain BPA, but Tatler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tattler lids are dishwasher safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tattler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
You've heard great things about Berkey. You've been thinking of getting a Berkey water purification system, but for some reason, you haven't made your purchase just yet. Okay, here's one more reason to buy the best water purification system you can buy now. The Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com is giving away free Pelican flashlights. Yes, with every purchase of any Berkey water purification system from the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com, you'll receive a free Pelican 2360 LED flashlight, a $39 value. But it won't last long. This offer ends today. Hurry, call 877-886-3653, 877-886-3653, or shop online at GoBerkey.com. That's Go, BERKEY.com. No coupon code necessary. A free Pelican flashlight is yours with every purchase of any Berkey water purification system only at GoBerkey.com or by calling 877-886-3653. Hurry, offer ends today.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
This is Kurt Seven, the author of UFO Mysteries, and you're listening to the Paracast.
We're back with Dennis Balthaser, the truth seeker at Roswell. The co-host is Chris O'Brien. I'm Gene Steinberg. You're in the Paracast. Chris, you were continuing that discussion?
Well, I just wanted to point out that there have been creative thinkers down through the ages that have looked at the possibility of discovering intelligent life and how that would impact people's religious faith. And Thomas Aquinas, of course, was responsible for bringing the Aristotelian logical sort of scientific worldview into the Roman Catholic Church. And I think the churches and belief, I think, are going to play a very important part in any sort of disclosure process if and when something as pipe dreamish as that takes place. But I'm going to continue now with another question from Angelo.
Hang on a minute. I'm glad you brought up the Vatican, because most people don't realize the Vatican has the largest UFO library in the world. They also have three gigantic telescopes, one in Arizona, one at the Vatican, and another one. Human minds are pretty limited. And, you know, of the Vatican that came out here a couple of years ago, one of the Monsignors saying that he definitely believes that life does exist out there somewhere. And most scientists, when they talk about life in the universe, they say it doesn't exist as life as we know it. Someone tell me, where in the rule book does it have to be life as we know it? They may crawl on their stomach and breathe sulfuric acid for all I know. But again, I think we're limited by the human mind. The knowledge that we have, we don't basically accept anything that we're not familiar with. And we need verification on anything we do. And that's where science comes in. But to say that, you know, life as we know it, I think that's limiting it.
I agree. Well, I agree totally on that. Again, I think that it's going to come from a grassroots upswelling of interest and in demanding answers from government. I think that just to look at the potential disclosure process, that I think all these countries around the world that are slowly releasing UFO documents are doing so to take the heat off the U.S. because I think private industry, aerospace, obviously the Department of Defense is sitting on some information. I don't think they know the answers personally. I seriously doubt. I think they're more confused than we are because they know more.
I think foreign aid has a lot to do with it. I think we give so many countries financial assistance that if they come up with something on UFOs, we can put a clamp on them and say, look, you know, we don't need to give you money anymore if you go public with something. I think we have a control over what is released, and I think that's pretty big.
Yeah, they're not releasing the good stuff, I would assume. I think that there is, though, a controlled release going on. Like I said, my personal hunch is that it's being done to take the heat off the U.S. But, yeah. Again, I think disclosure is a pipe dream. I've always said this. I think that even if they did disclose, you know, in an upfront manner, how would you believe them? They've been lying for 64 years. I mean, how do you believe a habitual liar? I mean, it's virtually impossible. So it's like looking at the work of an investigator who embellishes his credentials. It calls all his work into question. There may be some wonderful things in there, but you're going to have to take it with a block of salt. So the same goes for the government and disclosure.
Besides, why believe the government anyway? Nobody believes the government.
I do want to mention, and I did nothing but complain about documentaries and things like that a while ago, but the History Channel contacted me, and they're going to be here August 3rd to do some filming, and I'm going to give it another shot. They got a show coming up. I don't know when it'll air, but they've asked to do an interview with me. And I have a lecture coming up in Kansas City, Missouri, the end of August, 27th August, for myself. I'm going to be the keynote speaker, I understand, and Grant Cameron, Debbie Ziegelmeyer, Art Campbell, Margie Kay, and Chuck Zukoski are going to be on that same venue, and that's at the Unity Temple in the Plaza in Kansas City, Missouri, on August 27th.
So you're still in the saddle, though. You're still out there doing the hard work and slogging away. That's good. You're not totally disenchanted.
Well, my webmaster and my wife have been after me for years to write a book, and I probably could take all my editorials. I've got some 60 editorials I've written that have been going out at UFO Magazine and 31 websites. And I could probably combine them and make a book out of it. I just never have got around to doing it.
Well, if you do, I do know of a great print-on-demand publishing company right here in Arizona. And they'll even fulfill the orders for you. You don't have to carry stock. So we can discuss that offline. But I'm glad you're optimistic. You know, I kind of think that a lot of us have felt from one time or another to give this thing all up. But I think the other question before Chris goes back to our listener questions is, all right, we're looking at UFOs as a singular phenomenon, but by excluding other kinds of presentations at these events, these conventions, whatever, are we also saying that there can be no connection between UFOs and so-called other paranormal events?
I don't believe that a card reader is going to have any bearing on whether UFOs exist or not. I don't think, I just can't get into it. There's no scientific backing for it. Chamas, card readers, psychics.
So the channelers don't have a leg to stand on. They can't get some ascended master to give us all the secrets of the universe then, huh?
Yeah. I'm not saying that they're not valid, that they don't have some purpose. But I just personally cannot put them on the same venue with the Stanton Friedmans, the John Greenwald Juniors, the Travis Waltons, and things like that. It's just, it's a personal thing.
What about UFO abductions?
Two of them that I put a lot of confidence, of course, is Travis. I met him several times and convinced that Travis Walton experienced something. Betty and Barney Hill, I know Kathleen, the niece of Betty Hill.
Martinson, yeah.
I think that was a valid case there. But those probably are two of the only ones that I'm familiar with that I put a lot of confidence in. I think some of these people are experiencing something. I don't know if they're dreaming or if they're hallucinating. But those two, particularly Travis, I've had many, many conversations with Travis Walton, and you can just look at that man's face and know that he experienced something. I can't say that he had an abduction. I don't know that. But he's passed the lie detector test, and he's just the type of person that, to me, is believable.
Yeah. Well, here's a question, the last one from Angelo, one of our skeptics. And it's a question that I get all the time, and so I'm going to ask it of you. A question that I like to hear asked of every UFO researcher is, so many cameras, so few good images. Why are there no good daytime UFO videos or photos? My guess, in the day, things are less likely to be misidentified, which I think accounts for the vast majority of UFO reports. What are your thoughts on this, Dennis? Why don't we have more good quality images? We do have some, but how come with all these camcorders out there, with all these video-capable phones, why don't we have more visual evidence from daytime?
That's a great question. You know, a lot of times you get a picture or you get a video and it's blurry. It's not a clear shot. Many times there's no reference to anything as far as scale, size. I don't know that I can answer the question because I think it's a valid question. The Chicago thing at O'Hare Airport was one that I was interested in, where this thing appeared over the O'Hare Airport and then shot up and punched a hole in the cloud and was gone. There was a lot of people shut up over that and told not to talk about it. The Phoenix Lights years ago, where hundreds, maybe thousands of people did videotape something. I'm afraid I don't know. I don't have an answer for why there's not a good image taken somewhere.
Well, hopefully this will change and we'll get some incredible footage from somebody's cell phone here in the not-too-distant future. Cell phone footage is very difficult to fabricate, and so I'm looking forward to the day when we do have a scenario where our ability to capture data visually overwhelms the mystery. I think that...
What's the computer? There's a computer program, too, that can take things and make almost anything out of it. I can't recall the name of it, but, you know, you got to really look at photographs. Bruce McAbee does a lot of good work on photographs and analysis of them. There was a guy in Arizona I knew one time that did some. But we just don't have a good, clear photograph of anything.
We'll get into more of those discussions. We'll get into more of those discussions in a moment. Dennis Balthaser joining us. Chris O'Brien's the co-host. I'm Gene Steinberg. You're in
the Paracast.
Hi, Ted Anderson announcing a great way to listen to radio on the telephone. By calling 760-569-7700, you'll be hearing GCNLive.com programs in seconds. Come to GCNLive.com, find your favorite host's dedicated phone number, and hear them 24-7. You heard me right, every show has a dedicated phone number. Stop by GCNLive.com and bookmark their number today. And again, that's 760-569-7700. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.